Business Sidekick.
Hi guys, this is Justyna from LiveChat. Welcome to very first episode of Business Sidekick. In this series, I'm going to share the experience and knowledge we've gained. I will also give you tips and tricks on how to grow an online business. In today's episode, I'd like to start from the basics, from market research. I hope you'll like it.
Business Sidekick.
Okay, why is market research so important? To run a successful business, you need to know your customers, your competitors, and of course, your industry. Doing a market research helps to understand what your customers need and what they love. To explain why is market research so important in business, I've asked Alicia, our customer success manager, to tell me what are her thoughts about it.
I really think that it is crucial to get to know our customers. This is like buying a birthday gift. When you know someone, it's very easy. It's because you know what they like, you know what they need, you know what they're waiting for. So it is easy to make them happy. But if you don't know a person, it is quite hard to find a perfect gift for
them. Because you have to guess.
Exactly. So to avoid all that guessing, it is important to just get to know your customers, their expectations, needs, and thoughts.
To sum it up, market research is the activity of gathering information about your customers to tailor your product to their needs. And it is crucial if you don't want to fail. I know that once you're starting a new business, the last thing you want to focus on is a failure. But the truth is that you need to know what's the risk of not being prepared for every eventuality. You know, we all want to believe in these romantic legends about, you know, great business owners. The stories about the most successful CEOs who wrote down their ingenious ideas on napkins and then brought them to life and changed the world. Well, I don't know how true it is. I only know that ordinary people of flesh and blood need to prepare before opening a business. Okay, as we already know why market research is so important, it's time to learn how it can be done. A nice spy tool is Google Alerts. If you want to know when your competitor is mentioned online, whether as a link or simply a mention, you'll get the report. You can monitor keywords as well. There is also website Grader.com where you can check how is your website performing along with your competition. You just need to paste a link and it will tell you how strong the website is and will suggest a couple of improvements. Google Alerts and website Grader are both free. Another nice website is Alexa.com. It's a tool helping to find out how much traffic from where are your competitors getting. It will also tell you what is your web ranking and how well is your site doing relative to others. You'll see the competitors' top keywords and what percentage of visitors come from a search engine. Alexa is not free, however, it offers a 7-day free trial, so it's worth trying. You can also find other useful websites like, for example, if you're making a business application like we do, you can use the GetUp.com. It allows you to find and compare many products from the same category, their pros, their cons, their overall rating. There are plenty of tools that can help you with SEO. However, I will tell you more about SEO in one of the next episodes of Business Sidekick. Okay, and now let's leave spying and let's make a next step. The most important way of getting information about the market is as called primary research. Its goal is to gather data from your current sales and measure the effectiveness of your current practices. You can do that, for example, by talking to your customers and website visitors. There are several ways this kind of research can be done. You can collect your data thanks to focus groups, interviews, or online surveys. It will allow you to gain information about your customers' behavior, what they like or dislike in your products, what are the areas you can improve, or what is the expected price of your product. Here's how Alicia does it.
For example, I use Twitter Deck when I can add some fields that I am interested in, so like hashtag live chat, hashtag customer service, etc. And then I can monitor the trends. I can see what customers or our potential customers might need. And actually, I can approach them directly, just tweet to them or send them a message. And then we usually chat. Actually, like, even like, how are you? How is your business going? What I do more is to approach them directly on their website. So if they are using our live chat, and then I gather all the information and I try to forward them to our development team. So I think that it is a very cool way to get to know what your customers need.
Another way of gathering information is the secondary research, analyzing data that is already published. It can help you to identify your competitors. Having this information, you can establish your benchmarks for free. So again, an example from our experience. Every year, we create a customer service report based on the data we gather through our app. The last report presented customer service trends from 21 industries. So that's something that can be used by you as a benchmark. Even if you don't use LiveChat, you can find something useful there or simply find other reports, statistics and findings that will help you to improve your product and service. At the end, I'd like to present to you a real-life example. A quick chat with Justyna, my colleague, who took part in a market research before the new LiveChat mobile app was designed.
Now I'm going to have a chat with Justyna from product development team to ask a bit about new prototype of application and feedback we've gained. And in the meantime, I'm passing Maciej, our product designer, who was responsible for this project. Maciej, say hi.
Hello.
It was supposed to be hi, but thank you. Okay. Oh, yeah. Justyna is here. Hi, Justyna.
Hi.
Can you tell me something about your project?
Sure. It's an application that we are building with the whole development team. It's dedicated for managers. It will be an app that will let them track what's going on in their live chat without logging in to live chat, and they will be able to check it wherever they are. And
on their mobiles, yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds awesome, but we didn't know if the application would be awesome to our users and if they actually need it. So we wanted to perform a market research. So that's what we did. We built a prototype app. It took us about 1 or 2 days to make it live. So basically, we've made a landing page. And users would go to this landing page and could click on the prototype, play with it, explore places.
Okay, so the whole app was clickable on the website, yeah?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm?
Mm-hmm. And users wouldn't have to download it. They will just click on the link, go to the app, and there it was.
Nice.
The prototype. So the reason why we did it was because we didn't know if we want to build it and if users gonna use it. So that was the way to invest little time in it.
Mm-hmm. And what was the result? What did you do?
After we built this, we needed to contact our users and ask them, what do you think? So we sent an email to about, at first it was about 100 users, but the response was really poor. But what it gave us was insight into what to improve. So we iterated the application, and after that we sent the big
poll. Okay, you didn't mention it, but you were tracking the customer's behavior on the website, didn't you?
Yes, for this 100 people who received our email, we tracked about 20 users' behavior on the website, so their mouse movement. And based on that, we were able to do some changes that would make the application more usable.
Mm-hmm.
So a better experience for the user. And we did it. And after one more day, we sent the email to about 30,000 people, and the response was, it just was beyond our wildest expectations. We are still replying to those emails and comments. It was about 300 emails, really great feedback, 70 chats and 100 comments.
Mm-hmm.
So discussion is still going. People are sending feedback, and the great thing is they're not only talking about the app, but about live chat in general. They are interacting with themselves, and they are giving us really valuable information out there.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely a good thing.
A win for market research.
Yeah, a win-win, because we know what they want, and they will get what they need.
Nice. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So if you've never done market research before, you might think it's expensive. But the truth is that not doing a research can cost you much more. That's all for today. I hope you've liked what you've heard and you look forward to the next episode of Business Sidekick, as I'm going to give you best tips on how to create a killer website. If you want to be sure that you didn't miss anything, check the podcast transcript, and if there is anything you'd like to say, please leave a comment. For more information about this series, visit our website livechatinc.com/podcast, and don't forget to sign up for email notifications to be up to date. Hear you in 2 weeks. Take care.
This podcast was brought to you by LiveChat.